Is our conversation with our legend of the game. That's coming
can't
up.
Can't wait for it.
After the news, it'll be Paul Fatty Vorton.
If Part two.
By the way, a big thank you, and we'll speak to you next week to all our Queensland, Tasmanian, South Australian and Northern Territory listeners. New South Wales listeners, don't go anywhere.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called for calm ahead of what could be another trying week for financial markets and investors. Global markets suffered wild swings last week as the US-China trade war continued to bite. Chinese and German economic data was weak and bond markets signalled a potential US recession. The Australian share market was dragged into the volatility, losing a massive $60 billion during one trading session. A police officer has been stood down from active duty and is under investigation after being involved in a serious crash near Perth Airport. The off-duty police officer caused a multiple vehicle crash on Airport Drive on Friday night, leaving a passenger in one of the vehicles with serious back injuries. Major crash investigators are asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. Six Australian works will have their international premiere at the Toronto Film Festival, including the Adam Goods documentary, The Australian Dream. Screen Australia Chief Executive Graham Mason says iconic Australians and their stories are being showcased on a world stage. He says the festival is a great way to create new opportunities.
There's career opportunities for the individuals, but also then there's inward investment coming. So there's co-productions. I mean, we're very excited about The Australian Dream, which is screening there, shining a light on Adam Goods.
Riot police in Hong Kong are chasing down protesters they say have been gathering in the streets illegally. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is there.
The line of riot police in front. They're holding up the sign telling people to clear away. The police here giving instructions to people to clear out. And I can tell you the protesters, they're also moving very fast. They don't want to get arrested either. They're not walking anymore, they're running in. They're running because they want to try and make arrests. They don't want to just control the situation. They're thinking long term now. If they can arrest enough these protesters, they're hoping to take the wind out of at least the more radicalised elements of this pro-democracy movement.
Meantime, police in Portland, Oregon kept far-right and far-left demonstrations separate, reducing the risk of violent clashes. America's western coastal cities may be famous for their tolerance and liberal politics, but a large conservative population lives just a short drive away from those cities, Washington State, Oregon and California. A US correspondent, Priscilla Huff, reports.
Police in Portland, Oregon seized weapons and formed a physical barrier to keep the far-right and far-left groups separated. The Proud Boys and other conservative groups said their goal is to end domestic terrorism. One of the participants told a reporter from the Oregonian newspaper to look at U.S. President Donald Trump's Twitter page, that they wanted to bring attention to the problem the president identifies, the Antifa. President Trump earlier tweeted that he's considering naming Antifa an organization of terror. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
2 years after a terrorist van attack on Barcelona's busy La Rambla promenade that claimed the life of an Australian child, politicians and bereaved loved ones have commemorated the victims with a ceremony in the Catalan capital. And animator Richard Williams, who worked on Who Framed Roger Rabbit and the Pink Panther, has died at the age of 86. This is Air News. Despite an injury blow to Steve Smith, Australia is handy placed to push for a win in the Lord's Ashes Test, as Air Sports' Graham Davis reports.
A thrilling day of Test cricket saw England reach 4 for 96 at the close, with Butler on 16 and Stokes 10 and leading by 104 runs. Cummins removed Roy for 2 and then Root for his first golden duck in Tests, before Siddle dismissed Burns for 29 and Denley 26. Australia had been bowled out for 250, with Broad taking 4 wickets and Wokes 3, but the main excitement came from Archer's spell that saw him reach speeds of 96 miles an hour. He struck Smith on the arm, then a severe blow on the neck that saw him retire hurt, but he bravely returned before falling LBW to Wokes for 92. Graham Davis in London, Fair Sports.
The All Blacks have smashed the Wallabies 36-0 in Auckland to retain the Bledisloe Cup. Earlier, the Wallaroos conceded three late tries in a fighting 37-8 loss to the Black Ferns, losing the series 2-0. Ashbardi has lost to Russian Svetlana Kuznetsova in the semi-finals of the Cincinnati Masters, missing the chance to reclaim the number one ranking. In the AFL, there were wins for the Bombers, Kangaroos, Magpies, Lions and Blues, and South Sydney's chances of a top four NRL finish have been dealt a blow after suffering a shock 14-6 loss to the Canterbury Bulldogs. In the other games, the Raiders and Knights posted wins. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wideline Windows and Doors state-of-the-art Liverpool showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wideline Liverpool will bring your home renovation to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
The new LG V50, Australia's first dual-screen 5G phone, lets you multi-screen anywhere, anytime. To win one of 50 LG V50s, visit lg.com. Life's good. In North Parramatta, O'Connell Street is closed between Albert and Barney Street for light rail construction. In Granville, we've got a reduced speed limit of 40Ks on the M4 eastbound off-ramp to Church Street due to roadworks. And in Mascot, roadworks are affecting the eastbound lane on High Street. That's closed with no left turn from O'Regan Street. Hurry to Oz Design Furniture for their extended Big Oz Sale with up to 50% off. Hurry, ends tomorrow. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au. T's and C's apply. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather today, heading for a beautiful day, a top temperature of 23. Lovely sunny day in late winter here in Sydney. James, what about Taree and Maruya?
Something similar in Taree, beautiful sunny day and a maximum temperature of 23 degrees. And in Maruya, becoming windy and a top temperature of 20 degrees.
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It's the final hour and we are looking forward to our legend of the game. It's an incredible situation, Raymond, where we've actually gone back to back, part two, with Paul Fanny Borton. And in fairness, it's actually right, isn't it? Because he had a very, very good rugby league career where he represented Queensland, he represented Australia, and he captained Manly to a premiership victory in 1987. And then, of course, has had an incredible career in the media over 25 years. So we're looking forward to that as well. We'll get a sports update with Tanya. Phil Moss, from all reports, is actually going to come into the studio today.
Well, Liverpool had a win, so he'll be here.
Yeah, that sounds right. Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest in the game of rugby league. And, of course, we'll continue to take your calls on the open line, 1353 53. The SMS are flying in, 0419 767 272. And you can get us on the tweets as well, at Big Sports WEND. It is 8 minutes past nine here this morning. I tell you what, a lot of people firing up about this Jofra Archer and... Whether he responded to Steve Smith or
now,
not.
Now apparently they're teammates in the IPL.
And that's exactly right. Is it the Rajasthan Royals
they
play with? And Tom from Sylvania has directed us to a tweet from Andrew Wu. A lot of anger directed online at Jofra Archer overreaction. By the way, Andrew Wu is a journalist for Fairfax. Jofra Archer overreaction to bouncer that hit Steve Smith. To me, Archer looked rattled immediately after, walked away more in shock than indifference. Don't know about the smile, but would be surprised if he took glee from hurting Smith. So there we go. As a teammate, we know that some team relationships can be different at times, but there you go. That's Andrew Wu, who's on the ground over there covering for Fairfax. So we would be surprised if what we're hearing from people, and certainly what we're seeing, there was great concern from the English fielders rushing to Steve Smith when he was felled, and we think we have clarification over exactly when he was booed, Raymond, and that was when he walked out to bat again.
That's the concern.
That is the concern. 1353, the open line number. So make sure you keep those SMS coming in. We've already talked about the rugby league, but we want to restate the incredible performance of the Raiders last night
in
defeating the Melbourne Storm. When we thought it was just two teams could win the comp.
And they played well last week against the Roosters in Canberra, and but to come from 18-0 down against the Storm in Melbourne, they are legitimate title contenders, James.
And yet previously you had to beat Melbourne by playing your very, very best, not saying that Canberra didn't, and you only beat them in Golden Point then, and we saw that from Manly and the Roosters. So based on what we've seen now with the Rabbitohs falling out of the top four, Manly's there. As it stands, they'll have to play Melbourne first week down there. They now know that they can beat them. Are Manly now a premiership chance?
I think they are, aren't they? They're rolling along, no longer under the radar, unfortunately, for Dez.
And if you heard Zorba a little bit earlier, Dez has worked out, given the fact they've got the same management company, that unless Manly sign him, it makes it much harder to sign the Trebojevic brothers. I tell you what, Dez,
he's got his play lunch from Panthers Primary.
Having played a season with Dez at the Western Suburbs Magpies, I can confirm.
Good fellow, that.
Legend. He is a great man. 1353-53, the open line number. Time now, and we're looking forward to it. They're catching up with part two of the Paul Fatty Vorton story. Well, Raymond, it's a first here for the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Back by popular demand, James.
Exactly. Overwhelming response from the listeners. And they said, more fat, more fat.
So, did they actually say that or not?
No, not really. But anyway, what happened was we only really got through half of it last week. That's great to have him back. Our legend of the game, Paul Fatty Vorton. Hello, mate.
Hello, boys.
Morning, Paul.
Very good, mate. We really appreciate this. In all seriousness, we did get overwhelmed by the positive feedback from last week. I tell you what, also, fact that needs to be mentioned, there were a couple of media identities in the Big Man and Jared Daffy who were a little upset that they weren't mentioned first week, and we're looking forward to obviously a long and an extensive mention during part two.
Why would they get him in? I hardly know them.
There you go.
Hey, mate, we covered your footy. And that was great. But obviously there's a lot more to your career than that. And I want to go back to the start of the television career that the probably most people associate with you now more than your actual footy career. I remember you were doing stuff on the Ray Martin show early 90s. You dressed up in a tutu washing car windows. How on earth did that come about?
Well, what happened, I was driving home from Roosters training one day and the phone rang. And this bloke gets on the phone, he goes, "Oh, it's Gary Burns. I run the midday show with Ray Martin. We'd like you to come on the show on Friday and talk about Origin." And I said, "Is that you, Wally?" I said, "Please, gee up," and I hung up on him. So he rang back, he said, mate, I'll give you, it's Gary. I said, "Righto." He said, "You'll be on with Andrew Eddinghouse." And I said, "Sweet, no worries, I'll come, I love talking Origin." So I went on the midday show first, and then and at the end of that day, I mean, I was just myself, and E.T. looked good and everything. I think I only got me on to make him look good, E.T. Anyway, so at the end of the day, he rang me again. He said, "Mate, we quite enjoyed that. We're thinking of doing a sports spot every Friday with yourself and Simon O'Donnell. Would you be interested?" I said, yeah, sweet. So that's sort of how it started. Mm. And Ray Martin was very good to us. I didn't know much about television. I had done a little bit of work on the ABC years previously.
Yes.
One game.
That was the grand final.
That was the debut and dropped the F-bomb and they never rang me back. So that's how it sort of started. So we did the midday show for a couple of years, but then Channel 10 went broke and Channel 9 got the rights to the rugby league and I actually just retired. And I don't think there was anyone else around. So they thought, well, we'll give him a go, and we started, myself, Sterlo, and Rab started doing Friday nights and Sundays. So that's sort of how it started, yeah.
Yeah, luck's a fortune sometimes, isn't it, Paul? When you were playing and getting towards the end of your career, what were you thinking you're going to do post-career? Were you looking at coaching, or obviously this media thing's fallen in your lap, but was it ever in your consideration at all?
Oh, I always wanted to be a coach. And you know what? Now I'm 60, I still do. Every time a job comes up, I go, you know what? I wouldn't mind doing that.
Queensland Origin job, Fat?
Oh, yeah, well, you never know. You never know. You know, if they run out of people to pick, then I do it. But I actually knew, I listened to Trent Robinson last year. I went and watched the grand final with my dad. North of Brisbane, I was driving home and listened to Trent Robinson speak about, you know, winning the grand final that night on the ABC. And you know, I was inspired and I thought, you know what, I'm going to, because Trent Barrett had just got the heave-ho from Manly. I thought, you know what, I'm going to make some calls. I wouldn't mind coaching Manly. But in the end, a few people talked me out of it. Benny Eichen rang me and said, mate, you're an idiot. Don't do it. And, he's right. I mean, I'm not saying the game's gone past you, but I don't even know what a GPS does. Coaches rely on them. So look, it's always there, the yearning, but I had my crack with the Origin, so that'll have to do me, I think.
That's interesting, Fat, because obviously the game does evolve. But I did read a quote from you this year when you said coaching an Origin side wouldn't be too difficult because you don't need to get locked down to game plans and things like that. It's all about effort and about players playing for their state. Is there that much of a difference, say, coaching
in club footy? I think there would be, you know, with strategies and going ahead, you know, in years to come and the buying of, and getting rid of players and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, so, and look, to be honest, if I know my footy, right, I know how the game gets played. But, mate, if I turned up the first two, I wouldn't know how to get them fit. I had no idea. Like, in the olden days, it was do three laps and then we'll come and do some sprints, you know. But it's so much different this year, and I'd be clueless. I mean, I know you get staff to do all that, but, you know, it's pretty hard, Jack. And, look, there's only 16 jobs around.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a coach smile?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a thankless job.
Yeah, life's too good.
But the fact that you want to do it, though, suggests that there's an intrinsic desire to help people and help people achieve their dreams and be the best version of themselves that they can be, which is, I think there's a bit of that in everyone, though, Fat.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I love watching footy. I watch nearly every game and I see forwards and I just see little things in their game and I try and get their numbers and ring them.
Yeah,
I saw Dylan Napper at the last Origin, and I said, Dylan, mate, can I talk to you about your game for a minute? This is just before the game.
Yep.
He said, yeah. I said, mate, when you're running to the line, you're leaning in at a 45 degrees. I said, mate, you've got to stand taller and higher and then, you know, use your elbows, arms, hips, everything you've got at the line. I said, because you're running in at 45 degrees, there's only one way to go, and that's down. So, you know, I can't help myself.
Yep.
I sort of ring players every now and then. They say, you know, so it's Paul Vorton. They go, who? But, you know, just little things like that. I love watching players evolve, and it's so good. I mean, the game's so different now.
Yeah.
So it's so much harder. I said to Des Hasler a couple of years ago, I said, mate, what's the difference between the game when we play? He said, mate, the G-forces at which the players hit, he said, it's like two buses colliding. You know, he said, it's incredible. And I said, mate, if I was in your team and I used to tackle low, I said, I tackle low and hard and got up and marked up. I said, what would you do with me? He said, you'd be in reserve grade.
And dropped.
Because,
all and all, you know, tackles.
They don't tackle anymore. They just grab.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's just different.
There's no doubt about your Fat. So they say, righto, come and have a bit of a call on the footy in 1992 at Channel 9. And then they said, righto, we're going to launch this show in 1994. And then somehow you take this screaming catch in a charity game that's broadcast all over the place.
What do you mean somehow? Mate, it was easy.
But I was watching it last night.
Millions of views on YouTube.
It's the most remarkable catch. How on earth did that stick?
I know it was one of the great days because I was a massive cricket fan growing up. All I wanted to do was play cricket for Queensland, actually, when I was 16, 17. And I was never good enough. But, I used to get the bus from my place at Everton Park in Brisbane to the Gabba every test match every day. And I'd take the ABC cricket book.
Yeah,
and I'd score myself. Yeah, I mean, that's how much I really love cricket. So when they asked me to play in this game, you know, with Alan Border and Jeff Thompson and Rod Marsh and Greg Dunn, I went, well, how good is this? It was like heaven on a stick, you know, Doug Walters. And look, let's face it, it was a fluke. I was out in the boondocks picking my nose, and then I seen this ball go up. I said, I better try and chase it, you know, try and, so it doesn't go over the boundary. And anyway, you wouldn't believe it. It fell into the hand. It was one of the great days.
Oh,
really,
man.
Good.
Fad, your rapport with Sterlo and with Rabs, we've watched you guys commentate for the best part of, what, 30 years now,
yeah,
almost, and the rapport you have with Sterlo, who we've had on this segment before, and I know Jimmy's trying to get Rabs now, he's in the Hall of Fame, but
yep,
can you describe that, what it's like working with two, obviously,
yeah,
legends of the game?
Well, look, it was amazing, because, you know, I said I'd never commentated. Sterlo's been doing a little bit on Channel 10 on the sideline.
Yes.
And, of course, Rabs was just the legend. So, look, it was incredible to be able to sit next to him. And, look, my respect for Peter Sterling as a player was incredible.
Mm.
You know, he's in the top three or four that I ever played against. And, of course, I didn't really know him as a person. But, you know, got to know him, and I soon realised after doing four or five games that he's a lot smarter than me. So I said to myself, don't try and compete with him. That's when you're talking rugby league. Just be yourself and just find other stuff to talk about. And that's what I've sort of done for the last 30 years. You know, and at the moment, it's happening now with Andrew Johns on a Thursday night.
Yeah,
he's almost the smartest bloke about rugby league I've ever met. And so when he starts talking about this, and then I talk about players and, you know, their little intricacies, so to speak. So, you know, I just got a different way of commentating.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sick. I am sick of some of the jargon now that you hear commentators use, the middle third.
Mm.
Mate, please, just say up the gut. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, Paul. Don't worry.
There's a double drop off.
The left edge, the right edge.
The shape of their shapes off. So I'm going, what? No one knows what you're talking about, boys.
And you know what? It's funny you get caught in that too, Fatty, but you've got to remember who your audience is. Your audience is an older audience, especially when you're looking at Channel 9's demographic. It's an older audience that have watched footy for 50 years.
Yeah, it is, mate.
Yeah.
And, you know, could give a tip to any commentator, just keep it simple because that's, you know. And, Jimmy, I listen to you, mate. You're going pretty good on that, on the Canterbury Cup thing.
Yeah, doing a bit of that with Fox.
Doing well, mate. Yeah, it's all good. Very good, mate. Listen to you, going well.
Thank you, mate.
Get back on. Look, it was a pleasure to listen to start calling with, you know, Sterlo and Rabs, and look, Rabs was so good to us, and we had a few. I remember the first game I did. We were in Christchurch calling Wests versus the Brisbane Broncos, and so I grew up in Brisbane and Ipswich. We just had a nickname for Ipswich, and it was
you can't say it now.
Okay. Two-head city. So the Walters boys and Kevy put one on, so it goes from Walters to Langer. That's a try. And so I stay in commentary. Rabs, boys from Two-head city, they put one on there. And he's got a mute button. He says, what are you talking about? And I start to actually talk. He's going to push your mute button, you fool. I feel like it's a term of endearment, Raps. And he's put you'll pay for that. You wouldn't believe it. Monday morning, I'm in the office at Channel 9 ringing the Lord Mayor.
I still apologise.
He was right.
Hey, Fatty, the 25 years with the Footy Show, amazing times, amazing time in Australian television, to be honest. Look, multi-award winning, it must be said. Of all the things you did, the crazy things, the touching things, what's the standout moment for you with the Footy Show?
Oh, there's two. It's when they made us eat the chilies the first
time.
That. Because they said to us, look, they're quite mild. You know, there's no buzz in them at all. So they found the hottest chilies from Bolivia you've ever heard of. Mate, and look, it was hilarious. But Sterlo had snot pouring out his nose. And, you know, we paid for it the next few days with the other end of the body, I'm telling you. But we had about five doctors ring the station, ring the switchboard that night, saying, get these blokes to hospital because this could get ugly, you know. But anyway, and the other one was the Vomitron.
Oh,
the one that people want to talk about. But what happened, there's a story behind it. We myself and Sterlo and Chief had got on the drink on the night before at the casino, and we got home at 5 a.m.
Oh, dear.
And we were shooting that at 8:30. Because all night we're going, Matt Callender, the late Matt Callender, he was producing that. And we said, what are we doing? He said, it's a kid's ride. Don't worry about it. But anyway, we lobbed, and we weren't feeling real good. But when that thing started going backwards with myself and Chief, that was the worst ever in the world.
It was great TV, though.
Yeah, it was good TV. Look, it was a great show to work, and I loved it. It suited me down to the ground, and I worked with a lot of great people on that show. You know, when myself and Chief and Matty Johns and Sterlo were together, it was, you know, the four of us for about, I think it was about 8 years.
Wow.
You know, it was rock and roll television. It was just great fun, but everyone who worked on it did a great job, and, you know, it's a shame it came to an end, but, you know, all good things come to an end.
Exactly, yeah. Fatty, last week we were talking about Wally Lewis, and he'd be a champion of any era if you play him today, but outside of Wally, the best players that you played with and against?
The best players I played with and against?
Yeah.
Well, look, Ray Price, he never gave an inch.
Mm.
When he tackled you, he would almost try and put you through the ground. And when you tackled him, mate, he strove for every inch, every centimetre.
Yeah.
And he'd give you enough. And he was a great player, Ray Price. And I loved playing against Wayne Pearce. Wayne was a champion bloke, you know, lightweight back rower.
Yep.
And whenever I saw him across the field from me, it actually lifted me, because I said, right, this bloke's a gun. I've got to match him.
Mm.
And he playing against him made me play better.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you play against players like that, it's fantastic. You know, that look, there's so many. And then later on, Alan Langer was just a champion. Look, there's Gene Miles.
Yeah.
What a player he was. You know, so at one stage in the mid-80s, he was actually, to me, the number one player in the world. He slipped above Wally, what he was doing with Wynnum Manley up there in Brisbane. But,
Yeah,
he was a gun. But, you know, great. Noel Clear was the best running forward that I've ever seen.
He
was incredible. Mm. You know, on his day, he could just carve up anyone. Fantastic players.
Yeah. So, hey, Fat. Sorry, mate, final question, and then we'll let you go on.
I've
this
got one more to ask.
Oh, have you got another? All right, final question from me then. Based on what you've seen this year with the footy, who's going to win the comp?
Well, that was a shock. I thought Melbourne were over the line, you know. You should never say that over the line, but how they play, their systems and protocols, they never vary from them, and they work. So that was the gun, although that was a bit of a slip-up last night, letting Canberra come from behind. Canberra's going to rock and roll on the semis. They're a dangerous team. They got so much firepower.
Yeah.
You know, with those Pommy blokes, they're fantastic. But, you know, Rapana out wide, Leilua, and the likes of those guys, Kotrick, Whiten, that's a really good back line.
Yeah.
Really good. So, you know, they might threaten. Look, I haven't really, to be honest, rated South all year. To me, they're not a bad team. They're a good side, but probably not up there with the Roosters or Melbourne. So, and the Roosters, mate, you know, they're so well coached. They say he's a genius, that bloke, Trent Robinson.
Mm.
And, look, he's fantastic. So, yeah, they'll be up there. But to me, it's still Melbourne, despite what happened last night.
Fair enough. Hey, Fat, before we let you go, I think you got a horse running today at the Sunshine Coast Grand Zoo.
I was trying to keep it quiet.
Sorry, mate, I've just given up. There goes the price for you.
Get the price quick.
It's a Zoo Star colt, and it won a trial. It ran second in a trial last Monday, and it's racing today. The great Toby Edmonds trains it up there, and he's in partnership with his son Trent now. And, yeah, they've got high hopes for it. You know, we're hoping he can win today. He's not declaring or anything, so... But, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty short.
No, we probably won't. We'll give it a cheer for anyway, Fat.
Are you on already, Fat?
Hello.
Of course. He's got the overs, Jim. Got the overs.
How good's that? Yeah. How good's that? Hey, mate, it's been great.
Yeah.
As we said, groundbreaking in the fact that you've come back for part two.
One, he agreed to do it, but extraordinary.
Well, firstly, we appreciate it, and I'm sure that all the listeners did as well, mate. Thanks again for your time, and have a great day.
You're welcome, boys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Paul.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Invader, a Group 1 winning son of the champion racehorse and sire Snitzel. Invader won the Group 1 Sire's Produce Stakes. Tap into breeding royalty with Invader.
It's a length and a half clear to Trapeze Artist. Invader's coming hard on the outside, and Invader goes on to win the English side. Sires.
Invader, the champion two-year-old colt of his generation. Standing at Aquas in the Hunter Valley in 2019. Invader, $25,000 plus GST. For more on Invader, go to aquasfarm.com.
The Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your host TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet three-course lunch, five-hour beverage package, and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.au. On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, a sports update with Tanya Thomas.
Australia has given itself an outside chance of victory heading into tonight's final day of the second cricket test at Lord's. England at stumps on day four were 4 for 96 after bowling the Aussies out for 250, the home side lead by 104. The day, however, was overshadowed by a knock to the back of the neck to Steve Smith from a thunderbolt from Jofra Archer. He went off and then came back to make 92. Of our bowlers, 2 wickets each to Peter Siddle and Pat Cummins. From 18-0 down, Canberra fought back, scoring four and a half on the clock to beat Melbourne 22-18 in the NRL match at Amy Park, scoring 4 tries to 3. Canterbury defeated Souths 14-6, scoring 2 tries to 0. The Rabbitohs' points coming from 3 Adam Reynolds penalty goals. In the earlier game, Newcastle thrashed North Queensland 42-6. Kalyn Ponga and Mitchell Pearce had a hand in 5 of Newcastle's 7 tries. The win puts them in 9th spot. Today, the Roosters play the Warriors and the Sharks host the Dragons. Australia went down to New Zealand 36-0 in the second Bledisloe Cup rugby match in Auckland, having raised hopes that they could lift the Trans-Tasman prize for the first time in 17 years following last week's 47-2 win. The Wallabies were overwhelmed by the All Blacks, who scored 5 tries. The Aussies still without a win at Eden Park since 1986. Meantime, the Wallaroos conceded 3 late tries, going down to the Black Ferns 39-8, losing the women's series 2-0. Still with rugby, and France defeated Scotland 32-3 in a World Cup warm-up match. Wales will rise to the top of the world rankings for the first time after a 13-6 win over England, and South Africa beat Argentina 24-18. A sellout crowd of just over 35,000 watched Brisbane come from 17 points down in the last 10 minutes to beat Geelong and go to the top of the AFL table, the Lions defeating the Cats 75-74. Carlton, 10-point winners over St Kilda. Collingwood beat Adelaide 114-48, North Melbourne over Port, and Essendon defeated Fremantle. Ash Barty lost her chance to regain the tennis world number one, going down to Svetlana Kuznetsova in the semi-final of the Cincinnati Masters. She would have replaced the injured Naomi Osaka with a victory, but lost in straight sets 6-2, 6-4. Collingwood boosted its Super Netball Finals chances with an unexpected win over the Swifts in Launceston 64-56. The Swifts failed to pick up a point for the first time this season, and they'll drop to second if Sunshine Coast Lightning beat the Vixens in Melbourne today. Also today, the Giants need a win against Adelaide in Adelaide. Making up for the 20 points loss on Friday night, the Boomers turned the tables to beat Canada last night in a Basketball World Cup warm-up match, 81-73 in Perth. The Boomers now travel to Melbourne for games against the USA on August 22 and 24 in their last warm-up game before travelling to China. Liverpool defeated Southampton 2-1 in English Premier League overnight, taking their top flight winning streak to 11, which equals their best ever winning run. Elsewhere, Everton 1-0 over Watford, Bournemouth 2, Aston Villa 1, Brighton and West Ham 1 all, Norwich 3, Newcastle 1, Man City and Tottenham 2 all. And Adam Scott is the best placed Aussie after the third round of the BMW Championships in Chicago. However, he's 12 off the leader, Justin Thomas, who had an 11-under-61 this morning, which consisted of 2 eagles and 2 birdies on the back nine. Not too shabby, boys, from the American. And just quickly back to the Lions. Last season, they finished the comp with 20 points. This year, they're already on 64.
Top of the table.
Top of the table. Will this be another Western Bulldogs fairy tale?
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know. Has Geelong capitulated? I'm not sure.
No, they're still thereabouts. They lost
good
by
quality
one point.
Game, wasn't it?
Great, high quality game. And it was in Brisbane.
Yeah. Also, but, I mean,
a side like that would never have been able to come back from 17 down with 10 minutes to go. So they're obviously a different
side
now.
Yeah. Ben Brown kicked 10 goals for North Melbourne too in their win over Port Adelaide. The first player to kick 10 this season. And I've got to say, the Swannies fans 100% right. Ray, you criticised last Friday's AFL scheduling, but what about all the times we had to put up with watching a not very impressive Carlton in prime time? I never complained then, did I, Jim?
No, you didn't. That's exactly right. And Ray, can you get that tweet that's been sent to us on the program, please? It's by our friend Leonard.
Von Hotham.
Von Hotham, yeah.
Oh, it goes to our talk topic.
Yeah, well, this is our talk topic.
Okay, and this is from Leonard.
Thank you, by the way, Tan. Yeah, thanks for the
great job, Tan, as always. Yeah. Leonard says, beat this for your talk topic.
Mm-hmm.
Starts off with Mrs. Marsh, Colgate. She's the grandma.
Yes.
Graham, golf son. Rod, son. Jeff, nephew. Sean, great nephew. Mitch, great nephew. And Lisa, who was Sparty's first girlfriend. The Marshes win by...
Go on, what's he say?
I'll send my address. Leonard's very confident he's going to win.
Send my address.
Yeah,
okay.
He's very confident.
We haven't made a decision on that yet, Leonard, but we will be getting to that before 10 o'clock. Up next, we are going to hear from our football expert, which, I tell you what, this may shock many people, certainly one person in this studio. We are looking forward to speaking to, up next, Phil Moss.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Exclusive Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
Clearly not a 30-year reunion on last night, because into the studio strides with great purpose, it must be said, is our man Phil Moss. Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Don't ever accuse
Phil.
Me of not being a man of my word, Jimmy Smith.
No, that's exactly right.
I did
right.
wonder driving in, I thought, now that I'm going to be in the studio,
yes.
what's his material going to be this morning?
Well
can
you
imagine? Can you imagine, though, Phil, if you hadn't have come in?
Well,
another
I
week
prepared.
Of...
I wasn't prepared to do
yeah.
that, right?
Especially after the badgering you gave me and forced me to get that carton of beer for you.
Yes. Well, you know.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah. And it was a bet, and I lost it. So
and
I suppose
you had paid.
Exactly. Yeah.
I shared a bottle of it with my brother John yesterday afternoon. No. I won't say what label beer you got me, because I don't want to be disrespectful.
Was it the same one?
But
yeah.
Okay. My brother was less than complimentary of that brand of beer.
Oh,
well,
the
really?
Reason I got it was because Ray talks about it all the time, and I thought, well, if it's good enough for Ray, it's good enough for Mossy, but clearly not.
It's a good-looking bottle, but as we all know, it's about what's inside the bottle that
counts.
Exactly.
I'm going to soften my tone with you this morning. You know what I was listening to on the recommendation of Mark Spud Carroll on the way to work today? The Matty Johns interview with Craig Johnston.
Oh,
I don't know whether you've heard it.
I saw it on
I haven't yet.
The man who used to do 10,000 touches in the car park at Middlesbrough because he was living in the back for the old coal shed. And they couldn't give him a game, so he used to just clean the boots, clean the cars, and just practice for 6 hours a day in the car park.
Yeah. Did he bring up the story about how he used to take his right boot off?
No.
To strengthen his left foot, he used to go barefoot on his right, so he wouldn't touch the ball with his right foot, and just practice with his left foot against the wall.
And he was about the third best player or fourth best player in his school side.
Mm. Yeah.
He must have some sort of mentality.
And he wouldn't tell his parents he didn't make the team, so he stayed over there for how many months trying to make out that he was getting a contract.
And the irony of it all is, because he made it late, and when he was at the height of his powers is when he quit.
Yes,
because his sister was unwell.
We had him on a legend, and he told some of those stories.
Yeah.
He's a remarkable man, isn't he?
Oh,
incredible.
He's such a deep thinker as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got a lucky win, Liverpool, overnight. So. I'll tell you what, the interesting result, though, Mossy, and we looked at it today, Manchester City a draw with Tottenham.
Mm. Yeah, that's
VAR controversy, though, Phil.
VAR controversy. Spurs came from behind twice. And there was also more controversy with Aguero and Pep Guardiola.
What was that all about, mate?
He
dragged him, didn't he?
Do you know what? It's funny. You know, like, I've had a couple of situations in my coaching career where there'll be words spoken between you and a player in a heat of the moment as they come off.
Yep.
And it looks totally different to what was actually said.
Right.
As a coach, though, you wouldn't mind that passion, though, would you?
That's right. You love it. But you know, things like that, you would have a quiet word with the player, I think. Well, I certainly would, and say, look, you know, there's a time and a place.
He sort of almost pushed.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And Pep looked fired up. But, yeah, look, it was VAR. This is a really interesting one. Pep Guardiola said the VAR guys must have been having a coffee, and it was over a handball with on Laporte in the build-up to Jesus putting the ball in the back of the net in injury time, disallowed, so that the score remained 2-2 and ended 2-2. But Ernie Merrick in the A-League last season, I don't know if you remember, but he actually said the VAR guys must have been asleep for a decision, and he got fined, and it was made some headlines. So I wonder if Ernie Merrick is either listening this morning or if he's seen those headlines, he'd be having a quiet chuckle to himself, no doubt.
Absolutely. So we've gone through that one. Liverpool continue their winning way.
Arsenal.
Let's talk about that one just quickly. No, because, Jimmy, I'm going to be fair to you this morning. They did escape with 3 points.
Okay.
Because Danny Ings, first of all, Adrian, the goalkeeper standing in for Alisson.
Yes.
Very good, Jimmy. Very good. he was outstanding during the week in the Super Cup win, as we know.
Number performance, the good guys, yeah.
Performance in normal 90 minutes, 120, fantastic. Then saves the penalty that gives Liverpool their second piece of European silverware this year, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Flying.
But then
get to the point.
Then this morning, he fluffed his lines with the ball at his feet twice. Once in the first half, he should have been caught out. And then in the second half, Danny Ings did catch him out. That made it 2-1. And then Ings had an open goal. The former Liverpool man, of course, had an open goal to equal it very late on. And he fluffed his lines. So Liverpool escaped there. Arsenal win. They're 2-2 as well. So things going quite well under Unai Emery. Lacazette, for those of you who listen on Thursday, I did tip Arsenal to win that game. Okay. And I did tip Lacazette to be the first goal scorer. So happy to cash in on that one. But, some great games, as we expect. Some problems with Watford. You know, they've gone 0-2 now after going down 1-0 to Everton overnight. Bernard with the decisive goal in the 10th minute. They were, if you remember last season, Watford with a surprise package up until late on when they dropped a few, but not a great start for them. Don't forget, they got smashed last week by Brighton.
Correct.
At Watford.
Mm. Three games to complete round two. Tonight, Sheffield United play Crystal Palace. Tomorrow morning, Chelsea against Leicester City. And early Tuesday morning, Jimmy's team, Man U, away to Wolves.
They're still box office, aren't they?
They are.
Mm. Like, seriously, I'm saying that. They're box office.
They are, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, that is a tough road. Even you'll admit this, Jimmy. That's a tough road trip to go to Wolves, to Molineux.
Look at the price, $310, $230.
Well, I'm going to tip them. I am going to tip them to get over Wolves. Okay. I've got a little multi here. Chelsea to win over Leicester into Manchester United to win on the road to Wolves. And I think in the Chelsea game, if you want a first goal scorer, Olivier Giroud.
Okay.
He'll be the first goal scorer.
You know what we need? We've got Zorba Zappa. On a Sunday morning, we should have Mossy's Moral.
I like
Mossy's
it.
Moral. Yeah. The games remaining in the English Premier League, we'll
do that next week.
Next week.
Some would say I've got no morals, but I'm happy to
Well, you'd have been good at Lords last night, booing Steve Smith. Anyway, we'll get to that. We've got a few SMS coming in on that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some A-League news. The Newcastle Jets have signed the Irish Messi.
They have, the Irish Messi. Don't we love to throw that? There's a Japanese Messi, the Irish Messi, the Chinese Messi. A guy named Wes Houlihan. Now, if you're not a Norwich City fan or an Ireland fan, you may not have heard of him, but 43 caps for Ireland, and he's a special player. He's 37, but he's top fit. 10 years with Norwich. As I said, 43 caps, coached by Martin O'Neill at the peak of his powers. And he scored in the Euros 3 years ago. He's been in victories for Ireland over Germany, Bosnia, Italy, drew with Sweden. So he's played in some big, big games. This guy is special. Get on YouTube and have a look at him. He's going to bring...
So 37, he's still...
37, he's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely, he's top fit. Okay. And that's a big part of his game, is the physical fitness. But his skills, his silky skills, I think he's going to bring fans not only into the stadium, but to the edge of their seats.
Great. Actually, that's what Craig Johnson said. His greatest attribute is fitness.
Yeah,
Train and train and train.
And that was back then.
Yeah.
Now it's you just can't not be...
That's right.
Exactly.
Joey Champness had said, no more fitness, I'm going to do some strumming.
Is that right? Well, he's a rapper.
No strumming. He's a rapper.
He's a rapper, but...
Not familiar with his music, Joey.
His rap name, or rapper name, and I'm not big into rapping.
Aren't you?
Joey C.
Joey C.
And it's spelled J-O-W-I. J-O-W-I-C. Joey okay. C. So a bit of play on words there and letters. But yeah, he's gone to America and he just signed a new contract with the Jets, but got this opportunity to go to L.A. and launch his rapper career. He's got some good stuff, actually, if you fancy going on for a listen. Yeah. But the problem is he's put his football career on hold. So he's a member of our Ollie Roos in the Olympics next year, which we're hoping to qualify for.
Would he have made the team?
He would have, yeah. But I think this has thrown it all up in the air.
Could they get him along to maybe sing the team song or something like that?
I think he did. Yeah. Do you know what? I think he wrote the Jets team song.
You're kidding?
Yeah, and if there's any listeners out there who want to take me to task on that, please do.
Here we go. That's it. Now, we haven't vetted this yet. Have we got a, how are we going with a language warning or anything? Yeah, you never know these days, Raymond, do you?
No, very good point.
Kids come and say, oh, look what I'm listening to, Dad. And go, wait, turn that off.
Well, apparently when I come on, you always have a 10-second delay anyway.
Yeah, so. Absolutely, absolutely.
Or is that my thinking time?
Tracy's at home with the kids. She said, oh, Phil Moss is on, turn the radio off, kids. You don't want to hear
she
that stuff.
She wouldn't have said that.
No, so I'm trying to make them all Manchester United supporters, see? So.
Listen, Tracy, I've met Tracy once.
Lovely
and
Tracy.
We got on famously. She's a lovely, lovely lady. I just don't know what she's doing with you.
Patient. She's very patient and understanding.
we all bet outside our crease, though, Phil, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
All absolutely. Right, Raymond.
Mate, I'm Don Bradman.
There we go. That one for today, for the listeners, Mossy's Moral.
Love it. Mossy's Moral. Chelsea.
You're going to go Man United $2.30 against Wolverhampton.
And Chelsea win against Leicester.
Yes. Chelsea $1.68. So there's your all up. Chelsea into Man United. Good on you, mate.
Been a pleasure.
Good to see you, Phil.
We'll look forward to you being in the studio next week. You've set the bar very high this
since
morning.
Since I last saw you, you haven't aged a day. Ray? Mate, you just always look
getting younger.
Oh, yeah,
getting younger. Right, take a break. The love's overwhelming.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion US dollars globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Hi, I'm Jim Cameron. Being a filmmaker is a day job that's allowed me to pursue my real passion, science, and in particular, deep sea exploration. Titanic, the movie, enabled me to combine all of those things by going down and filming the actual wreck. I've always had this childlike curiosity for what lies beyond, for the possibilities that only science can uncover. So this National Science Week, find an event near you at scienceweek.net.au.
Lazarus. Here goes Lazarus. The winner of 14 Group 1 races. And Lazarus presses forward now, moves alongside of his old foe Tiger Tara hitting down the back. And Lazarus charged up to hit the lead. It's Lazarus, Soho Tribeca. Lazarus in front from Soho Tribeca. Lazarus keeps giving. The miracle horse in front. And Lazarus has done it again.
Lazarus, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales.
Visit yerribee.com.au.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. We're just about done here, Raymond. Just on that, I want to say this. This comes in from Manly Man Al. Morning, boys. I'm saddened by Jimmy's endorsement of booing an injured sportsman returning to the field. That's a sad reflection on society today. Hang your head in shame. If you call yourself a sportsman, that's not sporting. It's pathetic. Cheers, Manly Man Al. Manly Man Al, I'm saying this. I would not boo. I'm not endorsing booing, but I am allowing them to reserve their right to boo. That's the difference.
No one's arguing with that.
It's a democracy.
But no one's arguing with. In this instance, a man has been felled by a vicious bouncer, and there's concern about his health and well-being.
But and it happened when he walked back onto the field to bat again.
Wouldn't you then applaud him for his courage for coming back out to face the same bowlers bowling at speed at him again?
I would.
Yes.
Wouldn't any decent person do the same thing?
Yes. But I reserve the right for those people to boo him. Because otherwise we're living in a fascist state. What are you thinking? Well, you should be thinking this.
No, I disagree. In this instance, I think they're two separate issues, but everyone's entitled to an opinion.
Absolutely. 1353-53. This man has always got an opinion. He's the Daily and Sunday Telegraph's number one rugby league writer, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Hello, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Morning,
Dino.
Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Dino. And he showed why he's number one with a beautiful piece that he wrote about Peter Chippy Flingos earlier in the week. And well done, Dino. I know he was a man very, very close to your heart.
Yeah, thanks. It was a difficult one to write, Ray. I actually had to ring Buzz Rothfield, a mate of mine, just to sort of get a bit of guidance. That when you're writing about someone who's very dear to you, I sort of didn't want it to be about me, and I wanted to make sure it was about Chippy, and I didn't know how far to go into some of the personal stuff. They're just difficult stories to write in that you're sort of very careful of every syllable that you're writing. But, look, I think it came out well, Ray. A lot of people... sent some accolades, so for that I'm appreciative and also, I guess, relieved as well.
You know what, too? And I think his wife is Maureen, yes. Is that right?
Yes.
And children. But that must be... It's not gratifying. It must be humbling and
they'd be appreciative that their father and husband is held in such high esteem.
That's right. That he had such an impact on so many people. I think that would be very comforting for them. As well, because every time he's brought up, it's a reminder that he's not there.
Correct.
Dino, let's get into...
One paragraph in that... Sorry, Jimmy, there's one paragraph in there that, excuse me, I thought was important, and it was, I'm glad a man of his integrity isn't around today to see some of the filth on social media. He had left before social media come in, and look, we need social media, and we understand... social media to some degree, but some of the stuff that's posted, I'm seriously glad that Chippy isn't around to see that and any vitriol directed his way if there was to be any, and I'm glad he got out, so to speak, before some of the horrible stuff that's written was ever read by him.
Dino, what about the news around Ash Taylor? There's all sorts of speculation going on at the moment, and you have some news on that.
Yeah, Jim, I've done a bit of checking around. The situation is a little bit complex up there. Look, there's no doubt the Titans are looking to offload him. He's on $1 million a year. Now, the Titans aren't prepared to subsidise some of that money for him to leave the club. They're not pushing him out, Jimmy, as such. They just think in their minds and in their hearts that he would be better suited if he left the club. A change of scenery, if you want to use an old term. So there is some suggestions that they could even pay up to $500,000 of his $1 million contract.
Gee.
Certainly no clubs have formally been linked to him. Certainly three clubs I could think of that may pursue an interest would be Dragons, Roosters and the West Tigers. But at the moment, I think you'll find that he is on the outer as such, but won't be pushed out of the club either.
Interesting. I'd be surprised if the Roosters were interested because they've just signed young Kyle Flanagan as they presume to be the man to take over from Cooper Cronk. But... you never know.
Hey, Dino, we've been talking about earlier, the Raiders made a real statement last night. They come from 18-0 down in Melbourne and beat the Storm. They showed last night they are serious title contenders in 2019.
Yeah, you're right, Ray. I was down there last week for that Roosters game and they just failed to come home strong enough to get over the Roosters. But that was a big build-up last week. And I thought there might have been a little bit of leftover... staleness about the Raiders, given it was a big game at home, but certainly at 18-0 down, I thought, well, this could get ugly, but couldn't believe what I was seeing with that comeback. It showed that they've got commitment, and it also showed that they're a very mentally strong team, and that often comes from the coach, and of course, we all know how headstrong and tenacious Ricky Stewart is, but look, I spoke to Laurie Daly during the week, Ray, I thought he made a good point. He said, I'm not going to tip him to win the comp, but he said, they're as good a chance as any, and I think that probably sums up the Raiders right now. And I hate to concede that Jimmy was right, but I think last week Jimmy on air said that he thinks South are gone, and based on what we've seen over the last few weeks, particularly last night, it's hard to think that the Rabbitohs can make a late surge and get out of the mire that they're in. to compete for the title.
I really think we're going for a back-to-back of grand finalists.
Roosters.
Yeah, Storm Roosters. But there's still plenty of footy to play out. How? Where were you on the Barb Smith $15,000 ring, Dino?
Good question, Jimmy. I guess I didn't want to be a narc that goes out there and wants to criticise everything the NRL does. I can see what they were thinking in terms of it's a reward for the sacrifice that she's had to make while Cam plays 400 games. My overriding thought was, though, I'm sure Cameron's a very wealthy man. He's earned that money. He deserves it. Maybe that $15,000, it's an old cliche, Jimmy, but could that have gone maybe to Country Rugby League or juniors?
That's my take on it. And I'm not saying that she hasn't made an enormous contribution and is a strong individual in her own right and all that sort of stuff, but there's no need for it.
And I think, Dino, Jimmy's other point was that maybe the NRL should have been more transparent and mentioned this a lot earlier.
Yeah, 100%. No one likes to think they've had the wool pulled over their eyes. And I think they tried to sneak it through, thinking it would cause drama, but... You know, the NRL continues to tell us that they're going to be transparent when a test like this comes along, and they're clearly not.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a lot of clubs out there, Jimmy, you know this better than anyone being a country boy, that would love $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to jump into the coffers, and certainly they could have divvied that up among, you know, Country Rugby League or even Junior Rugby League in Sydney.
Absolutely. Don't get me started on that, Dino.
Hey, two games to finish this round. Dino, any changes? Roosters, Warriors, Sharks, Dragons?
Yeah, not a whole lot, Ray. Roosters Warriors, of course, is the 2 o'clock game at the SCG. Boyd Cordner, they named him as a reserve, Ray. They thought he might have come back from injury this week, but it's been put on hold for one more week, so you won't see Boyd there this afternoon. No changes to the Warriors. Cody Nicarima, though, has been named as a reserve. He may get a late call-off, but they're 1 through 17 at the moment. The big derby down there at Cronulla, Shark Park, Cronulla versus the Dragons. Matt Morland comes back from that concussion he sustained from the Sam Burgess hit. That pushes Josh Dugan back to the centres. Josh Morris on the wing. And Zach Lomax has been called into the St. George Illawarra starting side the wings for Jason Saab and Luciano Leilua. He will start for Tarek Sims, who had groin surgery during the week, and he will miss the remaining few games of this season.
Yeah. Jason Saab dropped or injured?
I was told he was dropped, Jimmy.
Yeah, right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, got a bit to learn, but, geez, got some upside. Got some upside. Hey, Dino, we've got to fly. Appreciate that this morning, mate. We'll chat next week.
Look forward. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
there
Dino.
He is, Dean Bulldog Richie, with all his thoughts on the game of rugby league. Time now to get to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sunday. We had your man Simon from Singleton sending in SMS this morning. Scotty, what's he bought, 7 or 8 trucks from you?
He'd be up around 7 now, mate, I would say. Yeah. So he's a good man, Simon. He loves his horse racing as well, so... Yeah, good luck to him out there, and I hope he's needing another car soon.
Part of the ill-fated Salon Soldier syndicate.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Disappointing.
Could have been anything.
Could have been anything. Anyway, I'm sure we sold that car last week. Now, what's up this week, Scotty?
Yeah, boys, I've got one of the best Ford Territory gears on special for the listeners today. So if you're after a four-wheel drive wagon, then listen up. This Ford Territory is a four-wheel drive, automatic wagon, and being the gear, it comes with all the nice options, including leather trim, dual-zone climate control air conditioning, ABS brakes, traction control, cruise control, power windows. It's got front and side airbags, 17-inch alloy wheels, reverse sensors, and this one also comes with a tow pack. It's white in colour. It's an outstanding-looking vehicle. Not only does it look good, but this car has been meticulously maintained. It has logbooks with full service history, and it is on sale today for an incredible $4,990. And this is drive away, boys. Yes, we will pay the stamp duty. So go to the website, www.fostersqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024. Don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio to make sure you get that great drive away price. So you just don't find all drive territory gears like this one for this price. So be quick and get onto this one.
And you can help with finance packages as well, Scotty.
Certainly can. We've got great finance packages available. We've got access to a number of lenders that allows us to get the best possible rates, but also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car or a truck. So if you've had the credit issues in the past, and now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber driving, then go to our website, www.fosterspositivequalitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024. And we'll get you driving a car or a truck as soon as this afternoon.
Yeah, that's Mick Appleby and the team at Good Truck Wholesalers. Footy yesterday, a big win for the Ron Massey Cup side. And your team in the Canterbury Cup, they need to keep winning, Wenty.
Yeah, we need to win today. Playing out at Blacktown Sea Eagles out of HG Labor Field. That kickoff is 3 p.m. And just to stay in contention for the top eight, we need to win our next three games. So hopefully the boys can do that this afternoon.
Good luck,
good
Scotty.
Good on you, mate. Hey, we've got to fly. We'll speak next week, Scotty.
Righto, boys. See you later.
See you, Scotty. Scotty Foster there from fosterspositivequalitycars.com.au, or you can give them a call, 96375024.
Just while you're considering today's winner, a couple of SMSs. Bravo, Jim. I may not in any way agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. That's Rumpole of the Bailey.
I think that's the point, Rumpole.
Yes, exactly. And also, this is thanks for the reply, Jimmy. Respect your opinion. Now, mention the Jessica Fox SMS. We haven't actually done that. Jessica Fox, talk topic.
Yes.
Both her parents were Olympic canoeist, I think.
Correct.
And her